entering your second year, does this feel any different than it did as you were, you know, a rookie coming into your first rookie minicamp and all?
Yeah, I mean, know what to expect. You know, you got a season under your belt, so you know how long the season can get, and you know how to take care of your body a little bit better so that you can last a little bit longer and be more productive as the season goes on. So it's definitely a little bit better having that knowledge.
Have you watched any of, or are you familiar with Bradley Chubb? And if he ended up here with you, what would that be like with both of you guys on the field together?
I mean, I don't know. I know he's a good player. Now I've seen him play, and he's definitely get after the passer. But we have a good tandem here with me and Emmanuel. And before he got hurt, we had something going that was pretty special. So I'd hope to keep that going. If they got Chubb, then I hope to get all three of us on the field and wreak havoc.
How do you react when, I mean, last year everybody thought you were the consensus number one, but then this year some draft analysts are saying that they think Chubb is even a better player than you. Do you look at that? Do you take that as motivation and insult?
I mean, it's not an insult. He's a good player. And, I feel like they say that every year there's a better player, coming up, and you just have to prove it on the field. He'll have his chance to show that. And, I wish the best for him. I hope he goes out there and he makes plays, but I'm going to go out there and shine myself.
Can you watch much?
I've seen some highlights. But I'm mostly watching myself and watching how we did as a team on run defense and pass defense, how I can better myself and improve on the things that I did.
You came in and you said that you have knowledge under your belt that you didn't have last year, and you're talking about taking care of yourself. Are you confident that you're going to kind of be able to solve some of the ankle and foot issues?
I believe so.
Is that what you're alluding to?
A little bit of that. I mean, what happened early in the season last year was kind of a freak accident. Somebody just happens to get pushed into me, and I just happened to be there. So I can't really avoid that. But just working on the strength and mobility of that so it doesn't happen again, and to that severity, I've been taking advantage of the training staff and how much they've been working with me.
Back on your rookie year and, what you were able to accomplish after missing the first four games and how your stats ended up, were you pretty happy with how it ended up?
No. I mean, one, didn't do enough for us to get a win. Two, I always want more for myself. So it doesn't matter if I had 10, 12 sacks. I want better. I want more. I see the opportunities where I could have finished the play off, where I could have maybe swiped his arm and got the ball out, or I could have finished on an old lineman and finished on the quarterback and made a big play that could change the pace of the game. And getting that under my belt, just watching film and seeing the things I can do differently and things I can work on this offseason to have those plays go my way next time. That's what I'm looking forward to.
What are you doing this offseason to step up your game?
I can't give you the secrets like that. But I'm definitely doing more. Definitely trying to just increase my reps in the game. So got to work on my conditioning, my endurance, so that when there's the opportunity arises for me to pass rush, I can be in there, won't be winded, and I can get after them.
Did it take you a while mentally to get rid of last year? I mean, that's the worst record you've ever been through. Did you need some time off to get rid of that memory?
About a week. I mean, at the end of the day, we still got another season to look forward to, hopefully many more with this this club. So I can't just have that linger with me. We know that we expect more from ourselves, and Dorsey's made a lot of moves that he hopes that will better our team, and I hope that will better our team, and it will show on the stat sheet.
Paying attention to those moves as they were going. Were you watching, or were you just kind of?
Anytime I saw an alert, I'd check it out. But I wouldn't just calling and seeing who are we going to get next. I feel like he's going to put, you know, guys in the right position to make plays for us next year to win games.
We saw you during training camp. You're running all those sprints after practice, and you seem like you were in crazy good shape. Was it the injury that you think caused you to get winded sometimes last year, or was it just the game?
I feel like I was in pretty good shape, you know, before the first game. Then the ankle injury kind of slowed me down. I couldn't run as much, so that obviously, you know, knocked my conditioning down a bit. So it also lowered my rest more than the ankle injury already did. So it was hard getting back to, you know, to who I am and what I can usually do. But you know, things are better now, and we'll see.
Are your goals the same as they were last year when you came in?
Yeah.
Having been in the league for a whole year, you didn't adjust those at all in any way?
My goal is to be the best player on the field every down and every game. So if I achieve that, then I'll achieve any goal that I set forth.
What's the biggest piece of advice that you would give whoever the Browns take at number one, you being the number one pick a year ago and having gone through your first NFL season? What would the one piece of advice you'd
darn the past. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, what position you're in and what people say about, you know, the last couple of years or, you know, what they think. It's all about, you know, how you attack the off season, how you attack every practice, and who you are on game day. And if you have that mentality that you won't be stopped and that you deserve your ranking and that pick, then you go out there and, you know, you'll make a difference.
Message and how did you take it?
I mean, it's all about winning games. That's what he was talking about. And you know, he spent, you know, very little time, you know, bringing up the past, but also he spent more time saying that, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, playing a new set of opponents, how we have to prepare and what we have to do to, you know, win games next year. You know, how hard we have to train, you know, how much we have to get in our playbooks, how much we have to study, and how much better we have to get to be able to hang in these games and finish them off.
Casey gets drafted here next week. What can you tell us about Christian Kirk?
I mean, he's dynamic, and he's a weapon, you know, wherever you put him. So if you put him in on special teams, whether it's a kick returner or a punt returner, he can take it to the house. And, you know, as a receiver, I feel like his last year he didn't get as much success because of just the scheme they ran. They had a very good running back, and they relied on him, you know, a good amount. But if you could put the ball in his hands, he's going to make plays. You know, regardless if it's, you know, 5 touches, 10 touches, or how many times he touches the ball, he's going to, you know, make you, you know, cover him or, you know, watch out for him every game.
I'm not sure if we just asked you this or not, so I apologize. So are you 100% healthy now? Then, are you 100% healthy now?
Yeah.
Which of these quarterbacks do you have your eye on?
None of them. I'm supposed to hit quarterbacks. I'm not supposed to be vouching for any. I'm not really, you know, keeping my eye on any quarterback, and I mean, I'm not a quarterback scout or a scout in general. I think they all have talent and they all have their own, you know, strengths and weaknesses, and I don't know how they'll develop. But whoever we pick, I'm going to get after him and try to give him a live look at how it will be in the NFL. And if he can handle that, then he should be pretty good.